Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
All right, so your pet peeve. Okay, your biggest. Now, this is serious stuff. Your biggest fear in life.
My biggest fear.
What are you scared of?
My deepest fear is not that I'm inadequate. It's that I'm powerful beyond measure. And debit orders. Debit orders are also my deepest fear.
Especially on the 30th. You get a bit of money paid in and, oh,
just watch it disappear. Go.
There are.
Debit orders.
Yeah. Okay. Your biggest inspiration. This is serious stuff now. Who or what is your biggest inspiration in your life?
My father. My father's my biggest inspiration. My father's a hardworking man. And I want to be as hard, and he's a passionate man about whatever he does. And yeah, he's just an amazing man. And my father got his master's the other day.
Sure.
With Floyd Shivambu was there too. And I got a selfie with Julius Malema.
Did he fit into the selfie?
Yeah, no, I have an iPhone Plus, iPhone 6 Plus, so that's cool.
And did you meet him? What did he say to you?
He just said, I just asked him for a selfie and he just agreed. There was many people surrounding him, so.
Did he hand out a red overall or something?
A red beret, no.
A red beret, oh.
Unfortunately, no. And I love red. It goes with my Man United jersey.
Okay, now, Rihanna, Kanye West and Paul McCartney. I mean, Paul doesn't sing here. Everybody thinks, you know, this is Paul McCartney singing in the background. But what an amazing combination. A Beatle. A rock star, really,
yeah,
and he's done so
pop,
well,
yeah.
And it just shows you, people say you get rap music and house music and rock music and death metal and all kinds of stuff, disco and whatever, so it just shows you through music, you can put three, okay, Rihanna and Kanye, they suit each other, you know
they
what I mean, that kind of style,
yeah.
But then you put Paul McCartney in there and doing an acoustic song.
A new dynamic.
Wow. Yeah. This could change the face of music forever, do you know that? Because I think now a lot of people are going to collaborate. And it just shows you it doesn't matter what genre you're in, if it's a good song.
Good music is good music.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's have a listen. Brilliant song, I must say. Rihanna, Kanye West, and Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney's ex-wife actually said, Paul, what are you doing? You're hanging out with those people. You want to be famous all over again because people forgot about you. But it was his ex.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe he still hasn't paid her. You know what I mean? So. Music, is it a big part of your life? Do you listen to music every single day? My in-studio guest, by the way, Dylan Willifont. We have another 10 minutes together. I think, you know, first thing you do in the morning, the radio goes on. Do you love radio? I mean, in your day, you didn't have Springbok radio. In my day, we could listen to those stories on radio.
Yeah.
That's what I loved. But is radio part of your life? Do you love music 24 hours a day?
I listen to music all the time, like... And I listen to all kinds of music. I listen to hip-hop, I listen to R&B, listen to some country, listen to some rock, listen to some pop. So, yeah, I listen to music all day long, actually. And so I carry these headphones yearly on the Gautrain, because music is a huge part of me. Some of my favorite artists, like I said, is Kanye West. And then we also have Alicia Keys, who I also love. She's a beautiful artist, not only just... And then, yeah, I listen to Rascal Flatts also. It's also country. And then Justin Timberlake is also amazing. Yeah, so yeah, I listen to music.
That's good variety. As a young man, I mean, you're only 24 and you love all kinds of music, which is great, you know what I mean? And some people, just like me, just like death metal and metal. And now I'm starting to enjoy different kinds. Although I like jazz and classical music as well, but... pop music, ish. Sometimes the new pop music is
so
boring.
I listen to stay young.
Now, the Idols competition. If you look at some of these, their songs are getting played over and over on radio. It's all over the world. They don't write their own songs, most of them, but you get these people that come in and they write the song.
They've got a whole team.
And in the studio, they're totally out of tune. You give them an acoustic guitar, I'd love to hear what they sound like, but it's all this lately, the last year or so, manufactured music. How do you feel about that? It's just like everything sounds the same.
Yeah, that's what we are battling with now. No artist is willing to try something new and trying to evolve, because that's what you should be as an artist. Even in comedy sometimes, where you can't just be hanging on to that one subject.
Mm.
We need to move on now. We need to get You need to grow as a human being, need to grow as a comic, need to grow as a professional. And then that's why I appreciate artists like Kanye West. And then you have J. Cole, who's also another artist who's just like, does his own thing. Because that's what the artist is supposed to be. He should be his own person, not just look for radio hits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because now, that's all we.
Have you ever had a problem telling jokes on stage? And then backstage, somebody came up to you and wanted to give you a clap or whatever because they felt offended. Do you offend a lot of people? I don't think that's your style, but do you feel nervous sometimes to push the envelope a bit?
I do feel nervous sometimes to push the envelope because people get very sensitive over anything. In fact, you can just mention religion without even touching on it, and people go,
"Yeah,
no, that's not my thing." But I do push the envelope though. I do not swear, I do not do vulgar comedy, but I do speak on things that might make people feel a bit in some type of way.
Mm.
But yeah, so I'm not really scared, but it's always a touch and go type of thing. Yeah.
No, you must never sell out. You go on there, you do your thing on stage, and that's when people will remember you.
Yeah, what you find funny is what you find funny, mm-hmm. and then the audience will find it funny.
We're going to come back with, I've still got 1, 2, 3, about 10 of your songs left here. We got one more to play, and we'll make that decision in just a moment. Have a listen to these, and then we'll mention Dylan Olifant's show as well. I still want to know where the Olifant in the room comes from. Okay, my in-studio guest, we still got one song to go. Maroon 5, Coldplay, Linkin Park, featuring Jay-Z, Amy Winehouse, Ed Sheeran, Justin Timberlake. Those are the songs you requested tonight. So we got one more left, Dylan, out of, they're all brilliant songs. I wish I could play all of them at the same time, eh? Which one should we go for?
We should go for Justin Timberlake.
Okay. Yeah. Justin Timberlake. He was in a boy band. I can't ask for Justin, but he's grown up now, eh?
Okay. Yeah.
He's a performer.
Yeah, he's a performer.
And
I would pay to go watch him live. Any money, actually.
While he was with Britney or afterwards?
No, we don't care about it. Don't care about nobody.
Exactly. Okay, so the name, The Olifant in the Room. How did you come up with that title? Because everybody's talking about it. It's not just the Dylan Olifant show live at whatever. This sounds quite interesting. I'd love to know.
It's an idea I got for my show a while ago already. Because my surname is Olifant, and I'm going to be the Olifant performing there. I just thought, let me have a, because that's my comedy. My comedy is a lot of wordplay too. So then we go with the Olifant in the room. That's exactly what you're going to expect. You're going to expect some wordplay and some really snappy gag, sharp one-liner vibes. The Olifant in the room is a play on my surname. Yeah.
Okay, now as a young man, you're 24 years old. You love this country. I can see it. You love comedy. You love the people. We didn't know each other. You walked in here and I had to... But we had to become friends in 1 minute, really. And I was a bit nervous, and I think you were a bit nervous. Because this is live radio.
Yes.
And I've only asked you questions. You haven't even asked me any questions. So it's easier for me. But, you're a wonderful person. You're bright. You're amazing. You've got so much talent. I'm so proud of
Thank you very much.
And good luck for the future.
Thank you so much.
You know, we need more of you in this country, really. Cool. Positive people. You've done so much up to 24 already in your life. Amazing. And, I just hope everything works out for you as a comedian, and hope you go to America and conquer the world and make South Africa proud.
That's
okay.
The dream. Thank you.
Now let's talk about, South Africa. Your feeling as a 24-year-old living in this country. We all know we have our problems, but it's easy to say every country's got, I mean, I think America's got more problems than we have.
Yeah.
You know? We talk about crime. There are a lot of racism still going on. It won't. I don't know if that'll ever stop. I mean, it's just unasked for. But poverty. The politicians are corrupt. This. We load shedding. I mean, there is just so much. But why do South Africans? Why don't we all just run away to Australia? We love this country. There's something here. What do you think it is? Why do you love this country so much?
Why do I love this country? Because it's still a country of dreams, and it's still a country of freedom. There's so many other countries that do not have the freedom that we have. We can speak our mind, but it's also things have been happening that's against what freedom really is. Signals get jammed in parliament, and which I don't think it was parliament. I just think it was Telkom.
Will that be part of your
No, it will not be part of it. It's just something I thought of, just in jail. Mm. So yeah, I love being in Johannesburg. I feel like I can, there's something, it's like when Alicia Keys speaks about New York, she has a song with Jay-Z called Empire State of Mind. It's just something, there's dreams. Dreams are alive and dreams come true in Johannesburg. People come from, I know many people that come from East London, that come from, to come to Johannesburg. It's the city of gold, and South Africa is the country. And many people come from other, illegally or legally, to come to South Africa. So there must be something really special about South Africa. I mean, we've overcome apartheid to be where we are right now.
Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Decker.